Hello, okay. Everyone.
Sorry.
I didn't do it.
Yeah, look at me. I got my hands here huddled into my fat fold. My gut is protecting my hands.
What episode is this?
Tradition
this
in
episode
Wisconsin.
261.
261.
And this is not our elaborate basement yet. It's going to be a while for that.
Yeah, this is just the bare bones dungeon.
Yeah, 261, very, very divisible by 3.
Yep.
And 9. And 40, or 87. 87 times 3.
Yep.
And I'm Dan.
Did we actually start? Oh, my goodness, we actually started.
We're on right now, yeah.
Welcome to your doom.
Isn't that embarrassing to accidentally be overheard mathing?
No. Math's the best.
Yeah.
I don't understand people who don't like math. Math is so fun.
Oh, I love math.
Hmm.
Recreational math is the greatest.
That's a good day at work is when I sit in front of a whiteboard arguing about math with people.
But most of the country would think you spelled something wrong there.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
This isn't Indiana, so maybe, I don't know.
Andy left. We miss him so much. We love you, Andy. Yeah, that's actually fine. Welcome to episode 2. We already said that. Hope everybody had a good holiday season, a good Festivus for the rest of us.
Yeah, we celebrated Cephalimus.
New Year's. Good New Year's. Cephalimus. I assume that's some Cthulhu-related meme thing.
It was just last year we had a large octopus as a Christmas tree topper, and instead of doing Christmas, we just decided to go full on Cephalimus, which is just that our kids were delivered presents by the three wise octopodes, technically, because that's the proper
plural. Or octopuses.
Yeah, octopuses.
There are several proper plurals.
Yes.
Octopi, octopuses, and octopodes are all recognized as proper.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the most pluralizable words there is.
Yes.
Also, my favorite trivium about octopods, which is the mispronunciation of octopodes, mm-hmm. is how many tentacles they have.
Mm-hmm.
None.
Yeah,
yes,
which
zero.
Is zero. And how many tentacles squids have?
Which is two.
Which is two.
I'm
how
impressed.
Many tentacles a nautilus has?
They have a lot.
I believe 90.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am impressed that you can pronounce octopodes without effort.
Yeah, well, just because when I learned it, I had to remember it because I had always said octopodes.
Yeah.
I figured that was just a side effect of having a 45-minute commute.
Sure, yes.
This rolly chair is
very rolly.
Mine isn't that rolly because it hits the wall. And then I'm right back here. So how was everybody's holiday of choice?
It was good.
I'm testing things, so.
Yeah. Okay.
It was busy. I mean, I love my kids, but there's a point when we have multiple rules about when it is valid to have a conversation about Pokemon, that it's time for school to start back up.
It's always valid to have a conversation about Pokemon. That's the one rule you need, that it's always valid to have a conversation about Pokemon.
I will take the middle ground. Are we talking video game Pokemon Go or the CCG?
All of the above.
Oh, then you might need rules, because two of those things are good, and one of those things is an unfortunate moneymaker for a store.
I mean...
The CCG is fine.
The CCG is not terrible.
Of all the CCGs, it's the most, like, I don't know. Pokemon!
I mean,
Pokemon!
I am not aware of Pokemon CCG players shitting in the corner of the store.
I mean, but if we're putting the bar at Yu-Gi-Oh...
I'm not saying it's a high bar, but it clears
it's
the bar.
It's resting on the floor.
So what are some rules? What are some no-go on the Pokey Talks?
Dinner.
You don't talk about Pokemon over the dinner table with
no,
your family?
That is one of the rules.
What dinner conversation to have?
We do not talk about Pokemon at the dinner table while a parent is in the restroom
Wait, were those one rule? So at the dinner table while a parent is in the restroom?
No, those are separate rules.
Oh, okay. So if you're in the restroom, they can't talk about Pokemon over in
me.
The living room? Oh, to you. Okay.
Yes.
Well, then you just need one rule, which is fuck off when I say to.
In the restroom at the dinner table and while the parents are playing a different board game or a different game.
Well, if they can validly shoehorn Pokemon into the topic of that board game, I would allow it. But they have to make it work. It has to be topical.
The effort's on them.
Yes.
Yeah, if they can explain that within the game of Go they're playing, those beads are represented as Snorlaxodes.
I don't know. Snorlaxin.
Anyway, I think each of those Go beads is a Snorlax.
Okay. I don't know. Are there pure white and pure black Pokemon? I don't know Pokemon terribly well.
Well, see, then that's on you. You need to learn Pokemon better so you can have that conversation while you're pooping.
That was a much easier statement before they added another 500 of them.
The new full Pokemon rap that they did that had, like, you know, 2,000 Pokemons and the guy's just praying for death.
I don't understand what's happening.
What?
Oh, that's because that's like a minute behind us.
Oh, okay.
Just take a glance. This is not going to affect our podcast at all. But everything is in slow motion on the Twitch feed.
On chat, Tachatron agrees with me that it's Snorlax. And
it's all slow. It's like it's
Dan
like,
sounds like Barry White on there. I didn't get to me talking, but
what's going on?
Oh yeah, that's a good point. Where's our table stuffings?
As I said, we're missing for the bare concrete wall. We're missing like some chains draping down front to have the proper
don't make noise.
The proper dungeon decor.
Don't make any noise on the table.
Well, oh Jesus, that one was a mistake, and I apologize. This one was intentional.
For those of you listening on the audio only, you missed a perfect Andy death glare there.
Yeah. Well, I mean. Yeah. It's not a podcast unless you have an Andy death glare.
That is true.
That's why. I pound on the table.
No.
So I try to do things just, like this, but super silently, so that Andy's angry, but technically I didn't make any noise.
I just realized a flaw of our new setup. I can no longer roll out of the way of him hitting you.
Yeah, I mean, I can get around now.
You can, but I needed a better escape route.
No, that's true.
Just kick you to freedom.
Whee!
So, announcements. You got about a week to get your lists finalized on the ATC conflict chamber. All of the team captains should have received sign-up codes by now that they can use to get in there and do their lists.
Yes.
Andy just thought of something good, so that's good for him.
No,
so,
somebody had mentioned that it says 260, and I'm like, no, on the Twitch channel it said 261, but on the actual video, it's 260 still.
Well, there you go.
Because I'm an idiot.
But yeah, so you have until the 14th, so that is a day after tomorrow as we record this, so next Monday, to finalize your team's lists.
David, are you the team captain for Keisha's team?
No. John is the captain via registration, and I think Keith is the captain for the actual event.
Okay, good. I still can do my bet of how many minutes before it closes. Is Keith going to get his list?
But yeah, so make sure you get on to that. We look forward to seeing everybody later this month.
Yes.
For the ATC. Exciting times, exciting times.
Yeah, I am hoping to see a lot of people because the ATC has been a great event, and we got a ton of people from all over the United States and Canada.
Yeah, and looking forward to seeing them. I did again. See at least two members of Team Florida said they bought coats this year.
I'm having troubles. I can't stay. I keep on slowly rolling away.
Do we need to like get a rubber band or something that like tethers you to the table?
I would break it. There's too much weight behind that.
Fair enough. Things where we need to like safety clip in.
Yeah. Make sure. Emboli. And well, we'd have to have like four other people on the other side that are holding ropes to make sure we're all in place.
No, we'll just do it for each other.
That doesn't work that way.
Well, no, if you and I are continuously held 4 feet away from each other, you can't get too far from the table because I'll end up anchoring you when I'm pulled up to the table. Okay. And similarly here with Dan and David.
Unless David kicks off and then I'll just...
Well, then you're just slammed into the table and he can only get so far.
And then you'll see what I ate for dinner.
Yeah. That'll be the podcast Olympics.
Yeah, it'll be great. It'll be like Thunderdome.
Oh, it's like I have that horrible
we're
image.
We're going to start with the dungeon edition of Crippled System.
Yeah, the horrible image of, was it Jackass 2 with Preston and Wee Man? The bungee cord off the bridge.
I think that was 2.
It's easily like one of my favorite things. Dan, do you know what we're talking about?
I don't know if I've seen that scene. I know enough of the words that you spoke of to know that someone got horrendously hurt in a humorous way.
Kind of. So Wee Man was attached to Preston, and Preston is the big fat guy from Jackass. Mm. Then Wee Man jumped off of a bridge, attached to Preston, attached to a bungee cord. So then Wee Man fell down, and the weight of that, the force of that, pulled Preston off the bridge. Wee Man then went back up. Preston fell past him into the water, and then it rocketed Wee Man down into the water.
It's like the old anecdote about the guy with the pulling up the bricks in the barrel, and then he gets yanked, and then the barrel hits him, and the bricks hit him, and yeah.
Oh my God, it was probably like one of the best moments ever.
Them slingshotting past each other, and they're both fully aware of what's about to happen.
Oh yeah, Wee Man hit the water like going like Mach 3 or something.
Yeah, I don't know if there's other announcements or if there's
I need to make a culinary apology.
How's that? Uh-huh.
So for many years, I've been a snob about gumbo and thought that you always needed tomatoes. And Hungerford finally convinced me to try it the other way, and I was wrong.
Yeah, the only actual requirement for ingredients in gumbo is okra, and there are some heretics that claim otherwise, but you have to have okra in gumbo.
Okra is literally the worst thing to eat, so I would not put it in my gumbo because it's garbage.
Yeah, I mean, etymologically, the word is derived from the word for okra in another language.
That's fine.
Oh. Yeah. Isn't gumbo just literally is like, what is the shit that we have left over in the kitchen? Let's throw it into a pot and then throw in some, you know, some sausage and other things.
But like all good things culinary, there's two schools of thought, and the two schools hate each other immensely.
No.
Gumbo is just Louisiana chili.
Oh, it's like left Twix and right Twix?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I just had dark chocolate Twix yesterday. I saw they had. Holy shit, that was good.
Yeah.
Because caramel paired with dark chocolate is always good.
Mm-hmm. That does sound really good.
Yeah.
Have you ever had breaded deep fried okra?
Yeah, and it's terrible because it's okra. No, okra is never good. Okra is garbage.
What is okra?
So take a green bean and make it fatter, and then take all flavor out of it, and then stuff it full of seeds.
Oh,
and it's fuzzy too.
And it's fuzzy.
That's okay.
It's fuzzy, and if it's not prepared correctly, it's slimy. But if it's prepared correctly, it's good.
So it looks like jalapenos, kind of.
Yeah, it's a fuzzy jalapeno.
It's like a fuzzy. It looks like jalapeno. Or to me, it's more like a little baby zucchini.
Okay.
Because it's got that squashness to it.
Kind of.
I don't know. I cannot handle squash, and I love okra.
Okra's so fucking bad.
I think the place that used to serve it, where I worked at, used to make the gumbo that way. And I didn't mind it. I thought it was jalapenos.
But without any flavor whatsoever?
Yeah, it didn't have any flavor at all.
Okra's not in gumbo for flavor. It's in there to thicken it. So.
Sure, thicken it with like rice or something. Like there's other thickeners.
Then you're making jambalaya.
Good. Then jambalaya is better than gumbo.
Was that what I was thinking about jambalaya? Is you just throw all the shit together?
Or burgoo. That's what burgoo is also.
Yeah, burgoo is basically roadkill stew.
Mm-hmm.
I lived in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky for a few years, which is where they have one of the big burgoo festivals.
And Utica, Illinois had burgoo fest, and I have a great t-shirt from there that's like top 10 things you won't find. No, I don't have that shirt anymore. I have one that just says burgoo, and it's great because out of context, nobody knows what the fuck it means. But the t-shirt I had that was top 10 things you won't find at burgoo fest, and one of them was stray animals. Yeah.
Yep.
You find them just if you stir a little. Uh-huh.
That was the traditional alternative name for burgoo is what you got stew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good stuff. Because it doesn't have okra in it.
I've seen people make burgoo with okra.
Those people are savages. Mm-hmm. And I'll make burgoo with those people.
Whoa, noisemaker.
Yeah. We have a rule on this podcast, mister.
It's off.
Okay.
I can't stay. Position. So, I need to get a carpet. That's what I need to get now.
a little area rug.
Yeah, or
a little
something.
Area rug. Did everyone see Aquaman?
Aquaman? No.
You didn't see Aquaman?
No.
How are we supposed to talk about it?
I don't know.
It's mediocre. Okay, I guess I'm done talking about it.
Okay.
I mean, basically, from what I've heard of it, it's better than most of the other recent DC films.
Once again, the bar is on the floor.
Well, no, hold on. When people say like DC films, they seemingly forget that Nolan made three pretty good ones.
Those aren't in this universe,
In this universe.
They're not in this extended universe. Yes. The reason those are excluded.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're about a DC property, but they're not in this.
Because two out of the three of those were great movies.
Mm-hmm. Three is fine.
Nope.
Three's fine.
Three was fine when I watched it, and then every nanosecond afterwards, I started to hate it more because my brain started kicking in, and now it's just hot fucking garbage. It is a laughably bad film at this point.
Two is one of the few movies that gets better every time.
I need to see three again because I can't remember if I've actually seen it or I've just had enough of it explained to me that I think I hate it.
Oh, you should hate it. To answer the most recent question in chat, the answer is yes.
No, it's so both of them.
Yeah, kind of.
I don't care about spoilers. The movie's been out for 2 weeks.
Black Manta is in it, and the concept of the Ocean Master and becoming the Ocean Master is the goal of the other primary antagonist in the film. So there isn't someone who is the Ocean Master, but there is somebody who is attempting to become the Ocean Master. They basically use the phrase Ocean Master synonymous with King of Atlantis.
Sure.
Well, kind of, because Atlantis is one of the seven underwater kingdoms, and if you unite all of the kingdoms, you are then the Ocean Master, and the guy's trying to do that. So this is spoilers for like the first 5 minutes, just because it bugged me for the whole fucking film, and it was just so hilarious. Is you know, Waterboy's mom, she's like flees the
Aqualad?
Atlantis, yeah, in whatever, they're on land, and she's like, ah, forbidden love with a human, and I made a human Atlantis half-breed baby, and that's going to be Jason Mimosa, and that's how the stories go. And then these Atlantean cops show up. Did you see it?
No.
Did anybody see it?
No.
Fuck it, so I'm just describing this. So these Atlantean cops show up, and they say, Queen, obviously coming back because they got a 50-year-old actress and de-aged her to the age 20, and there's no reason to do this unless you're going to come back later at your normal 50-year version. Come back to Atlantis with us.
Mm-hmm.
And so she murders all of those guys, and then immediately goes, all right, then, I'm going back to Atlantis.
What?
Well, she didn't want to be arrested.
She just wanted to turn herself in?
Yeah.
So those poor guys, yeah. She just murdered them and did exactly what she told, what they asked her to do.
That's
I'm debating.
How did, okay.
Like,
I'm wondering, so...
I mean, they weren't going to get paid during the Atlantean shutdown anyway.
Yeah, but they're poor fish wives and fish children, right? Like, they're orphans now and widows because the queen's just like, stab. Okay.
Claw of the ocean?
I guess.
There's like a thousand of them.
It would be, so it's not a squad of police fish people? It was a school of fish people?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, a barrel.
Well, I mean... I don't know. I've heard most of the impressions I get from my friends who have seen Aquaman is that I wouldn't regret going to see it, but I
it
wouldn't
took
be in a hurry to
zero
do
zero
so.
Risks. There was zero creative effort put into it. Mm. Every single character from the instant they were introduced, you immediately knew how they were going to end the film. Every arc was the most predictable, obvious thing ever, and it was fine.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is. It was like, I'm going to take zero risks and just execute it decently. And it did that, and that means it's a decent movie.
Well, I mean, at the same time, I mean, that
also, Mary Poppins is a kaiju, and that's kind of cool.
I mean, that also kind of describes Thor 1. But
there's a kaiju in
Thor
it, and it's voiced by Julie Andrews.
Okay. Okay. I thought you were talking about it was voiced by, what's his name?
Yeah, it's very Thor 1-esque.
Yeah, but I mean, I thought Thor 1 was a good movie, but anybody in this room could have written the script for
Thor
1.
I know who you're talking
about. It's very Thor 1, where it's the obvious cliche arc that nothing's going to surprise you. Mm-hmm. Tier of power of Aquaman is that he can swim at basically the speed of sound. He's functionally bulletproof because, you know, if you can walk around in the Marianas Trench, what's a punch going to do to you? He's that power level. Like, not Superman strong, but pretty close.
Yeah, he's basically the replacement for Superman when Superman's not there.
Yeah. He lifts an entire submarine out of the water. That's one of the literally the very first thing he does, is just lift a submarine out of the water. He also just jumps out of a plane and just just impacts with the ground and it's like, okay, brush off the dust, walk away, because he's just indestructible, because he's very close to Superman level of strength.
Yeah.
Also, that movie had the misfortune of coming out like 1 week after Enter the Spider-Verse, which may be the best movie of 2018.
Yes, correct. I very much look forward to Into the Spider-Verse being robbed of Best Animated Film because they're going to just give it to Incredibles 2 because that's Disney Pixar and they automatically win by default. And it's a fine movie, but it's nowhere near as good as Into the Spider-Verse.
Into the Spider-Verse is just a good film. Just overall, and not just for the spider lore people, but yeah, it's just a really good film.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you don't have to know anything about spider lore to appreciate the film.
Well, you need to have the basics.
No,
you need to.
No.
They introduce you with Spider-Man's origin story right from the beginning. They catch you up to speed.
I think for somebody who doesn't exactly know that,
you could go in blind and understand the film, but yeah. It's neat to have the knowledge just for the little extras.
Yeah.
But you don't necessarily need them.
I made a mistake. I forgot.
We've all made mistakes.
We haven't had a podcast since then. I took Jim to Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
It was a mistake.
Because Jim hates anything everybody likes?
Jim hates everything that's animated.
Really?
So
by default, he just hates animated
stuff?
He hates
cartoons. And I know...
Does he hate Speed Racer?
No, he loves Speed Racer.
That's technically live action.
That's a live action film.
Technically.
Yeah. Do you remember... Well, you remember Spider-Man. So where do you think the movie lost Jim?
I'm going to give him 10 minutes.
I'm going to give him after the graveyard scene.
So it opens up and it's a Sony film, and the first shot of Miles, he's wearing very blatantly Sony branded headphones.
Actually, he was kind of fine with everything up until a certain point in the film.
When Kingpin punches somebody?
Nope.
Nick Cage?
When they were...
Nope.
All right, then I give up.
When he was stuck to the subway train.
That was actually fine. You laughed at that. No, where he got lost in the film was right as they met the three other spider beings.
He didn't like Spider-Noir and Spider-Ham?
No, he did not like Spider-Ham at all.
Oh my God, Nicolas Cage.
Spider-Ham? Well, Nick Cage was... I mean, that was a cool part of there, but he didn't like... what's her name?
Penny Parker.
Penny Parker. He didn't like. I mean, if he didn't, I didn't even realize that was an actual, actual spider being. That is, and yeah, that lost him right there. And I could tell he just wanted to go after that point. Like, I couldn't stick around to watch my favorite part of the fucking film, which was Miguel at the very end.
Yeah. Wait, he left?
Well, no, he wanted to leave right then and there, right? Right after the credits.
He wouldn't even sit through the 2 minutes of credits to see that.
No, that was a little bit longer than 2 minutes of credits.
There's all kinds of dancing Spider-Mans.
He was done with the film at that point. He was like...
That's when the phrase, meet me in the lobby, comes up. Like, go wait in line for the bathroom. Well,
who drove?
I've seen it twice. I did.
Technically, we both...
And yeah, it was a whole night of failures, too, because then... We usually just go get food and then go back and watch UFC. And then he thought we're meeting it back at my place when we went to Culver's. I went to Culver's. He went back to my place. He thought we were going to go to Culver's after that. So it was like a whole mismatch of just stupidity.
What a wacky event of circumstances.
Yep.
Tekatron in chat says, Penny Parker, Spider-Ham, and Spider-Gnar felt very tactile. To a point, but you can't have nine Spider-Men. You can't have nine spider people in a movie and have all of them be main characters.
Nine?
There's seven, eight if you count the closing credits.
Yeah.
Stinger.
There are two in the closing credits.
Okay, you're right. Nine if you count both of the ones in the closing credits.
Yes.
What are you talking about, 2099 and 60 Spider-Man?
Yeah. Okay. If you count both of those, it's up to nine.
Yeah, I mean, there are literally nine spider people in the movie, and some of them are going to feel... Yeah.
There are nine with speaking roles. There are more depending on what you count during the actual credits.
Yes.
Like, not the end credit sequence, but just the actual credits.
Oh, my God. I would like to see somebody go through and count them.
There's a lot of Spider-Mans in there. They were tacked on... They were fine as side tertiary characters. They were like the shitheads, the guys that suck and then they die that Oops. You like from Thor. The ones that suck and die. They're in the first Thor and they're like, yeah, you're the guys, you know, and whatever. They don't do much, but they're there. The Warriors 3.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so Penny Parker and Spider-Ham and Spider-Noir were like those guys where, hey, Andy, come in and be my friend. Where they're there to be side
characters. I'm in control of the podcast
characters.
Now.
They're not equal ever characters. They're the side characters. They're the sidekicks, right? You have the three main Spider-Mans and then the three secondary Spider-Mans, and that's their only purpose.
Warriors 3 are not sidekicks.
In Thor, they are basically... Come on.
They're secondary characters. They're not sidekicks to Thor.
They are not.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you would consider... Would you consider Heimdall being a sidekick to Thor in Ragnarok?
No.
Yeah.
Because he's got his own little thing he's doing.
Yeah.
He's got his little thing. He's doing his thing.
I want to switch back.
Okay.
I don't want to hunch that much.
They serve their purpose. They're not equal level to the other three, but they weren't supposed to be. That doesn't mean they're tacked on.
Yeah, it was a superhero team up story, and some of the heroes in the team up had bigger parts than the others.
Right, exactly. And like you're saying in chat, you can't lose Spider-Gwen without affecting the plot. You can lose Spider-Noir. That's fine. Yeah. Just like as cool as Volstagg is, if you take Volstagg out of Thor, you still have the same movie.
Oh yeah, you could remove the Warriors 3 out of there. They were just in there, really, honestly, for fan service, for people to go like, ooh.
Yeah, and it's fine.
Even Sif is almost removable in that film too.
Yeah,
never. Keep her there.
It's fine. The staff will fix all of it.
My staff will fix it.
No, Loki's staff.
Fucking they retcon Loki to be under mind control in the Avengers movie. Fuck you, Marvel.
I didn't think that gas would light.
God. No, seriously. If somebody is trying to cover up their things to make themselves appear to be more heroic, that sounds like something that Loki would do. It totally sounds like, it's like, oh no, I was mind controlled.
Womp, womp.
Womp, womp.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's interweaving the fabric of reality to make himself seem better.
She was in the first one, Chad. Not in the third one, but she was in Thor 1 and Thor 2.
Which one? What?
Sif.
Sif? Oh, yeah.
She just wasn't in the third one.
No.
But she was in 1 and 2.
Yep.
And I'm thinking more towards 1, because the Warriors 3 don't even count as being in Thor 3, so that's not as comparable. You got to think Thor 1 compared to Spider-Verse if you really want to have the analog.
They were in 3. They just got killed.
They were in 3 for literally 5 seconds. Like, hello, we're in the movie. Bye.
I have a bump on my hand.
Speaking of retcons, did you hear the horrendously controversial Harry Potter retcon that happened this time?
Well, this is technically from a year ago. It's just for some reason it's come up again. But it was originally a year ago that they launched that Trivium.
So what is the new one?
I'll let you explain because you brought it up.
Sure. Apparently, so saith J.K. Rowling, that wizards did not discover plumbing until the 1860s, and which is fine because most other people didn't have have that level of plumbing. But rather than use chamber pots or outhouses, they just shit in the floor and then obliterated it away.
She didn't even actually say floor. They could just shit their pants and just go kablufo, poopo reducto, and then it was just gone.
Why did somebody bother typing this out?
Because her future books have not done as well, and she wants to stay relevant is the prevailing theory right now.
But when I think of wizards and the sound of discovering, okay, because I know that toilets and sewers, they've been around for a very long time. So that means to say that a wizard who's been suddenly going there and then just accidentally walks into the wrong room of a house and is like, what is this? It is a toilet, sir. A what?
Yeah.
They discovered toilets.
Harry Potter, explain to me the function of a rubber ducky.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's the same, wizards are aware of the concept of a car. They just don't use them because they can just port key to places.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. They're aware that muggles use toilets, but they just say, shit them, disappear them, and then all the diarrhea they sprayed all over their wall vanishes into the netherverse.
Hmm.
If it goes some particular place. Like, they just assume it goes away, but it's all just being teleported to this one dimension. Slowly filling with feces, and the goblins who live there are very sad.
Quick question. The Dobbies?
Yeah, just some shit-covered Dobbies.
And then they open a portal and come and kill every
Master
human.
Has given Dobby some corn.
I was going to say, does the corn disappear, though? Because that's not properly digested. Would corn be considered shit?
Well, yeah, see, and then they just use that. That's what they feed to the house elves.
So, speaking of struggling to stay relevant, I saw on Twitter that the Jets had interviewed Mike McCarthy for their head coaching position.
That's fine.
You poor deluded fools.
No. I got it. He goes there for 3 years and then ends up at the Vikings.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Fucking A.
Was Favre at the Jets for 3 years?
He was there for 1 year.
Was he? I don't know. He was there, I think, for the minimum required to be able to get back into the NFC North.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Favre.
Except there's a difference between Favre and McCarthy, and that's that Favre was actually good at what he did in football.
McCarthy was decent at what he did. He just couldn't win the big games. He had probably one of the best records of... I'm defending him sadly. But he had a really good record as a head coach. He just couldn't.
He had all of the tools and only barely won one Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The issue is McCarthy's problem on every scale from micro to macro was that when the things were going well, he slacked off and then they went badly because he didn't continue to push.
Correct.
And so that lost us many, many games in the fourth quarter, and it lost us all of the playoffs ever, because being in the playoffs, like, yeah, we got the bye and we're in the NFC Championship, and then we just lost because I play too defensively when we're in a good situation.
This is like the compared to an actual good football coach, Nick Saban, that one of my favorite games I ever watched was when the Alabama was playing Michigan State, I think 4 years ago in the playoffs, and Alabama went on to win 54-6. And at halftime, they were up by about 30 points. And the interviewer asked Nick Saban how he felt about his team's performance. And his straight-faced response was, there were things we could have done better. And then he went into the locker room, presumably to yell at the people who are winning a playoff game by 30 points about how they could play better football.
Probably could. I mean, Look at the Georgia Tech versus Cumberland University game that Heisman coached.
Yeah.
I mean, winning by 30 is nothing. Yeah. You slackers. You need to win 222-0.
God,
most hate fucking of any game ever. 222-0.
Never lift.
No, he was making a point. He said, "Here is my example to be made. I am going to make that example." Fuckers.
I'm just going to say nobody cares about this, but I absolutely love that game, the Michigan State Alabama game, because at one point the quarterback gets sacked on three consecutive plays. They punt. The Alabama punt returner catches the punt and runs it in for the touchdown, and so they get the offense gets the ball back, and they zoom in on the quarterback's look, and he has this look on his face that is like, oh God, I have to go back in there.
You don't have to. You go, ow, my leg. No, you are right, though. Yeah. Nobody cared.
Yep. Yeah.
Exactly.
You mentioned college, and I'm out.
God damn it. Why did none of you watch Aquaman?
I have a 3-year-old.
Supposed to discuss it. I did terrify a teenage girl at the theater. That was fun, too.
What's new?
Did you, show your face?
Well, yes, but it was so dark she couldn't see me, and so I just, appeared out of the darkness and screamed at her and then disappeared, and it was great. She kept checking her phone and texting. And so, the fifth time she did so, I was the row behind her. So the fifth time she did so, I just shot in from next to her. My head just appears next to her. I go, put that fucking thing away. It's distracting and rude. And then I vanished. And she literally bumbled the phone and then put it away. And every once in a while for the remainder of the movie, I saw her start to lift it up and then set it back down.
Yeah,
that's fucking right.
I know that
the
there's things.
Movie present.
Yeah,
I know that there's security things that you don't want to do to actually disable the signal in a theater like that though. But man, I wish there was something where you could check your phones at the fucking door or some shit like that.
My next step was that I was gonna hurl my shoe at her, at the phone, just slam it right out of her hand with a propelled shoe.
Sure, she's not wily like Bush.
Maybe. Well, she can dodge. Can the shoe?
God, that's like my favorite animation I've ever seen of, not animation, but just the gif of
I have that gif on the standby.
Dodging.
He's bullet time in that shoe.
Yeah. Yay. I did see a movie that I meant to see over the summer, but I didn't, which was Super Troopers 2.
Oh, you meant to see that?
Yeah. It has about the same Rotten Tomatoes rating as the original one does, except for the original one has a little bit more audience score than the critics one. It's not bad. It definitely lacks a lot of the charm that the first one had. I mean, there's so memorable scenes that's in the first one. That's the second one. There's not as many.
I had a feeling the second one would be like the second Austin Powers, where it would be half as funny, and of the half that was funny, 80% of that half was just repeated jokes from the first one.
There's a few callbacks in there.
Where does it compare to Club Dread?
Well, I'm talking to the wrong person, because I know one person at this table loves Club Dread.
I like it better than Super Troopers.
Yeah. I like Super Troopers 1 more than I like Club
Beer
Dread.
Fest better than both of them.
Beer Fest.
Of those three, Beer Fest is my
Beer
favorite.
Beer Fest is pretty
Beer Fest
good.
Is the best of their
When movies. They introduce the brother and immediately say, just pretend I'm the other guy. Like, that's such a great, like, you know, breaking of the trope.
There's a sequence in Super Troopers 2 that's probably my favorite of the Super Troopers series. It does involve Will Sasso, who's amazing. it's a sequence where they're basically talking about Danny DeVito. And the two Canadians in really bad Canadian accents, French Canadian accents, arguing about Danny DeVito. If it's the same Danny DeVito that's in Taxi, that's in Always Sunny.
Like character wise or actor wise?
Actor wise.
They think they're two different Danny DeVitos.
It's an amazing stupid
sequence.
Would
two people choose to exist looking like that?
I mean, neither of them chose it.
I mean. Somebody that looked
like that in the 70s, you could be surprised that they're still alive.
Yeah. That
he was fine. He was just 3 feet tall. Like, he's in this weird middle ground where he's not, like, I wonder, because he doesn't have dwarfism. You know what I mean? He's just really short. But he's at the, like, so short. You're like, really? There's nothing there?
I think he's like 4 something.
Sure, but he's sub 5 feet, but without having like dwarfism or anything. It's just such a weird window to be in.
Statistically, there are people who are under 5 feet, and I'm very confused because I can clearly see the top of their head. Yeah. And I'm like, you are an adult, and you are older than me, and I can see the top of your head. Why am I looking down to someone older than me?
Well, I mean, unless they're like an octogenarian, and then those little old ladies that are like 4'10" because God just shrinks you as you age past 60.
Sure. It's confusing when it's someone who's 40.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
But, that and the Fred Savage joke is, there's a Fred Savage incident that happens.
Is Fred Savage in there? Or is it just about him?
Well, you'd have to watch it.
I don't have to watch it.
You can watch it. I'll watch it with you again. Like I said, there's...
Spoiler. No, you won't.
Aw. It's not that bad of a film. It's
I'm sure we can catch the YouTube highlights.
Yeah, it is not as good as the first one, but it has its own little charm to it.
I mean, I don't know how any movie... I mean, that's one of those things where it's been so long since the first one came out that a direct sequel I don't think would ever do as well as everyone had built it up to be.
Right, when you have that massive gap, it's like when they did Zoolander 2, and it's like, hey, you know nobody cares anymore, right?
Well, it's like when they did Sun City.
Yeah, Sin City, fucking A. Nobody cares anymore. Like, you missed when the iron was hot, guys.
Yeah, see, even Brian agrees that Super Troopers 2 is fine.
Sure.
It's, like I said, it's not, if you're looking for the perfect sequel to it, it's not the perfect sequel, but it's an adequate sequel.
Sure.
With adequate jokes. And like I said, the best part about the whole damn thing was Will Sasso. Tyler Labine is in the film, too. And then some other...
Avril Lavigne?
No, Tyler Labine. He was the guy that was in Dale and Tucker.
Oh.
Versus Evil.
No, you're thinking... That's...
No, I looked it up. It's the same guy.
No, his name is Alan Tudyk.
No, that's the other guy. That's the Wash. Hey.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm talking about the other one.
Avril Lavigne?
No.
Will Sasso?
Yes.
Okay, so it's Will Sasso and Alan Tudyk.
No.
Are talking about Fred Savage.
No, they're not talking about Fred Savage. They're talking about Danny DeVito.
Which one? The one from Always Sunny or the one from Taxi?
Also the one from Batman.
Too. Gotcha.
Batman Returns.
Batman also? Danny DeVito was in The Dark Knight?
I mean, there was a lot of makeup on the Joker.
Dark Knight. Stills. That fucking third Nolan movie. Eat my balls. Eat my entire ass. It's fucking bad.
It's better than what they put out in the DCEU.
The thing is, man, it's close.
I just watched... Well, actually, Justice League isn't that bad either. It's bad, but it's... I mean...
Yeah.
If you had to rank the DC films, it would basically be Wonder Woman, probably Aquaman, then Justice League, then...
BVS?
I know. Batman, BVS, and Man of Steel are just equally shit.
The Dark Knight has not hit being overrated. The Dark Knight is still solid. It's Dark Knight Rises?
Yes.
Returns? Rises?
Rises.
Dark Knight Rises is a garbage film. Although I still say Dark Knight, I can see...
As we broadcast from the Batcave.
No.
pecan? We got crows in the basement?
As masterful as his performance was, the Heath Ledger Joker, I can see it feeling, because to me, when I first saw it, it didn't really feel like a Joker. It felt more like, you know, if there was like a Captain Chaos or a Mr. Crazy Pants. Like, I didn't get the clown. You know what sure. I mean? I just got the sociopath. Which is fine. Like, it was an amazing performance. He deserved the Oscar. The character's amazing. But if you wanted to nitpick Dark Knight, I can see that that Joker doesn't feel like the Joker in a lot of ways.
Well, he doesn't really fit the classic version of the Joker, which was just more of just mischief.
For all his mocking of being serious, he was very serious the entire time.
He was more so embodying the Joker that beat Jason Todd to death. Jesus Christ, dude.
Wow, that echoes in here. We found something interesting about the cave.
But the Heath Ledger Joker was basically embodying the I beat Jason Todd to death with a crowbar.
Sure.
That's that Joker.
Yeah, exactly.
And that was
not
a very...
Does my flower have water or acid Joker?
Correct.
Correct. And it's, you know, it's a scale, right? Mm-hmm. Where you have the Cesar Romero on one end, who's mm-hmm. nothing but jokey pies in the face.
Sure.
And then you have the Heath Ledger, you know, just disemboweling people psychopath.
Sure.
And in the middle you have the other ones. And so I get that. Like I said, I it's fine, but it felt almost off that track. It almost felt like not the Joker.
It's
like
okay.
You could clean his face for the whole movie and just call him a different name. And you wouldn't have noticed
Two-Face.
The change. There's a problem.
I think. I think The Dark Knight was one of the select few of comic book movies that just stands up on its own mm-hmm. as a movie, irrespective of good for its genre. It's just a good, well executed movie.
I really hate the whole Vision sequence at the very end. It bothers me.
Vision sequence?
The Vision sequence with it when he gets the super bat vision.
Oh, yeah. That's clunky and dumb.
Yeah.
Everyone's cell phones give me radar. Like, I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is kind
of
dumb.
That's about the only part of the film I really dislike. But otherwise.
You don't realize how close we are to that already.
Well, yeah. I just don't know. Being able to harness some... That's what I say.
Yeah, I don't think he is as intelligent as Batman is. I don't think him being able to process all those views at once would be.
Well, no, the computer did it, you see. The computer just made it into echolocation
for him. And by computer,
you
mean Morgan Freeman.
Well, Morgan Freeman stood in front of a computer and told him what was being done, but then he also could see it, so did he really need Morgan Freeman? Morgan Freeman's like, there's three guys in the other room, and he'd just see them anyway, so he's like, thanks.
Wait, are you questioning... You know, if you could voluntarily have Morgan Freeman narrate your day.
That's true. Like, just he's doing my blocking. And then Nathan opened his car and sat down in his car.
I mean, 15 years ago, Microsoft was demoing technology that they could take a collection of photographs of a monument and mm-hmm. from the collection of photographs build an accurate 3D model of it.
Sure.
Was that 10 years ago?
That was close to 15.
The bigger issue with that whole concept in the movie isn't whether or not it could be done. It's that it's not necessary for the story or the plot at all.
Yeah.
Like, Batman could have just gone there and punched some people and then won the day. Like, the echolocation thing didn't add anything to that climax.
Yeah, the only part of that added it was the moral quandary of do we destroy it?
Well, that was what I thought was the whole point of it.
Was that they introduced that moral quandary, especially Morgan Freeman's character's distinct unease with it.
Sure. So you can hack into the hostages' phones mm-hmm. to hear what's going on, to locate them, to figure out where it is, and have that be the moral quandary
without them
also making it a jumbotron of 3D echolocation based off of cell phone microphones.
Sure, but if we hack into it, that's far too close to what the advertisers do, so we can't let that happen.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, Morgan Freeman would be like, we must never do this except to target ads as a service to our users.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Weather Channel just got sued by the city of Los Angeles for that.
For adding loot boxes?
No, but I did see a loot box on a cereal box yesterday at the store.
Did they actually say it was a loot box on
it? Yes.
Oh, Jesus. That's not good.
So,
I mean...
That is the in-the-box cereal toy now is a Overwatch loot box.
So YouTube's been showing me donate to the wall advertisements, and I'm like, where the fuck did your algorithm get me here, guys? You are way off base.
I've been getting those, too.
I think they just have it out there because Wisconsin went red, and so they're just, they said this is... I asked, why am I seeing this? They said based on your location. So I think it's just because Wisconsin was red in 2016.
I don't think I signed you up for those.
The one that I ever did was I'm on Facebook, and I kept seeing this... it was like Roman... I think Roman, like something Roman was the name of the company, but these people who are selling discount premature ejaculation medication, I kept seeing those on Facebook. I'm like, I know my Google search history, and I have definitely not looked into anything like this. So I'm like, why did I see this? They're like, well, they asked us to target males between 25 and 45, whatever. I'm like, all right, irrelevant. Don't show it to me anymore.
Yeah, sure.
And then they started showing me black market Viagra ads. I'm like, this is not relevant to me. And then they showed me different premature ejaculation stuff for people who were affiliated with the first fucking guys. I'm like, stop claiming my dick don't work.
You're just engaging with them, and that's what it is.
I kept saying irrelevant, 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 and I think they're like, protest too much, me thinks.
Based on Rylene's profile, you need these.
Oh, fucking Prager U. Oh, God. Prager U's the other bad one.
So I don't get targeted with any YouTube ads because I pay them $10 a month for the YouTube Red. Which is, the only thing...
Is it worth it?
No, well, not seeing ads is actually pretty awesome, because I can just...
I'm contemplating it now that my son is really starting to watch YouTube stuff, just because he's gotten to some weird shit just by going, ooh, I want to click on this ad.
You can sign up on it. I think you can have a nice parental control account for
very
specific sites. I think YouTube Kids is... Isn't YouTube Kids ad-free automatically?
It probably is. The problem is it just keeps stealing our phones to do it.
Sure.
But, no, I mean, the only thing that was useful for YouTube Red so far has been Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai!
Which is an amazing show, and I would highly recommend getting YouTube just for YouTube Red for a month just to watch it. So good.
Back to Facebook for a second. So I long ago basically blocked every political ad in sight at the site level, so regardless of who posted, it doesn't show up. How terrible is Facebook if you don't have all those things hidden?
I don't block anything, and I just kind of ignore it.
I have echo chambered myself down to the point where all I see is memes.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know how it would be if you undid what you'd done and went back to fresh.
Yeah.
I don't know how terrible it would be.
There's only a few ads that I've ever blocked that I've said.
Well, I'm talking but like even like shared stuff. Like if it's from a political source, I block the site. Mm. I don't block the person. In most cases, I block the site. Because there's a lot of people who I'd still like to like talk to. I just don't want to know what you're saying about that. So I'm just curious that like knowing, like I'm curious what like some of people we know actually share versus what I see.
I mean, I get a lot of ads from Roman because I'm a male of the same age,
right?
And the thing that irritates me, and it's not because I can just scroll by it because I don't bother blocking anything, because I know if I block something, they're just going to replace it with some other shit that somebody thinks I want to see. But I get a lot of stuff for products that I just purchased. Like I will go search for something on Amazon, buy it, and then go to Facebook and scroll and see, oh, it's an ad for something I just bought.
You're not
so
doing
useful.
It right. What you do is you go and look at stuff and wait for the coupons to ring in.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Coupons.
Which, by the way, that works really well for Airfare, actually.
It sure does.
Yeah, I don't think I don't get that many stupid ads.
You are apparently very boring online.
I envy you.
On
Facebook.
You probably just are scrolling past them because you think that they're just people posting shit.
Well, I do see a lot of sponsored shit, and I would much rather never see those. But some, yeah. This started annoying me is seeing on Facebook with sponsored ads, but then the comments are already open.
Mm.
Like normally you would see comments that would be, you know, relevant to friends and that have posted on there, but mine would, I would see it, it would be sponsored, it would have the thing, and then it would have comments already open on there. And I'm like, no, I don't want to see... Making it seem like I know people that are commenting on this.
Right.
Yeah. It hasn't done that in a while, but...
What I hate is when there's a thing, like, they'll say, you know, Dan has posted a comment on this thing, and it's like, it's some, you know, that he's just, like, yelling at some people on an unrelated thing, right? It's not,
sure.
like, on
so
a...
So let's make this more realistic. So I see something that Nathan is yelling at someone.
Sure. So, fine, we'll do it that.
Nathan has posted on this subject.
So
yes.
I go onto Jordan Peterson's Facebook wall, and I go to a random Jordan Peterson thing, and I yell at somebody in the comments, okay? Mm-hmm. So let's say I do that. So you, as my Facebook friends, on your comments, you need Nathan has commented on a thread.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And or even you're scrolling through it. You're scrolling through your feed. Yeah. Not even that. You're scrolling through your feed, and it has the random Jordan Peterson thing, and it shows, like, my comment, right? But it doesn't show the whole thread. It just shows me because that's how it's really helpful. But then if you click on me, it just takes you to the thread.
Yeah.
Nowhere specific. Yeah. You're like, yeah. Oh, where the fuck did Nathan post? That's all exactly. I care about.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's so dumb.
Yeah. No, I've done that too.
It forces engagement.
Yeah, also, if you've been doing Peterson that,
you need a shower.
Oh, man. Somebody did get dogpiled. So there was like somebody in like the War Machine group. It's like a son of a member. I don't know the exact thing. But this, you know, kid, he's like, you know, he's 18, 19 or whatever. So he's not young. But he posted like a Jordan Peterson video. And it's one of those like entry level ones, how he gets his hooks into you where it seems reasonable because he always starts that way because that's how they get you is, hey, kids, here's some free candy. And then they rape you. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those Jordan Peterson film videos that seems reasonable. So he posted on Facebook and everyone in his Facebook just dogpiled on this poor kid. Just fucking attacked him. But, you know, then he deleted and they're like, yeah, sorry, we just wanted you to know right away. Bad.
Dress shoes. I also get a lot of sponsored content for dress shoes.
Okay. Well, everybody needs dress shoes.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Or not. I guess you don't need dress shoes. Or did you mean fuck Jordan Peterson?
I mean that too. But I mean, the first one goes without saying.
Well, don't, you know, allow the lobsters to prove him correct somehow.
Lobsters
why are you selling lobsters by association?
So I don't even know the guy at all, and I just read what his he's a Dr. Phil from Canada.
He's
worse.
He is a Nazi Dr. Phil from Canada.
Yeah.
he's bad. No, he's got to think about lobsters and how the existence of lobsters proves that alpha men are correct and women are bad. Fucking, I'll get the details.
No, more details are necessary because it doesn't actually
work. We don't need to. Yeah.
Because you need to know how dumb this is.
Yeah. No.
Here, I'll give you the Cliff Notes version.
Jordan Peterson lobster shirt.
So, you know all the stuff that Quimby and I talk about in our chat group that just drives Sam bananas? He's another one of those.
Oh, yeah. I'm familiar with Jordan Peterson. I've read some of his ramblings, but I wasn't aware of the lobster stuff.
Which actually does remind me. I need to tag Sam in another conspiracy theory post.
We are evolutionarily and biologically hardwired to live in a hierarchical caste system where some people are better than other people because that is biologically correct, and you can prove this because lobsters live that way.
So sayeth the rich white male.
So sayeth the rich white male. The rich white male says it's okay to treat minorities and women badly because lobsters have a caste system. Therefore, it's evolutionarily correct.
This is what those people actually believe. Like, yeah. We need the flashing subtitle.
Good Lord.
I do love how he voluntarily self-removed himself from Patreon and switching over to some Bitcoin derivative. So yeah. I'm waiting for that to fall on his face.
Bitcoin
even going anymore? Because I got my video card for a decent price.
I mean, it's still a thing. It's not what it was a year ago.
It dropped 70% in the past year?
Sure, but I mean, you know, for a while it was 25K a coin. Like one of my coworkers made really good bank in selling out right when it started going down. He said it completely made up for the fact that he's had $500 power bills for the last year. And that he... Well, he also said it was nice in the winter because he didn't have to heat his house.
His computer is melting.
By computer, you mean the 8 miners he had in the basement?
Yes.
He said, on the other hand, the summer it really did kind of suck.
That's a good conspiracy theory. Frozen was created to manipulate Walt Disney cryogenic rumors off of page one. So when you search Disney Frozen, it talks about the movie instead of him being cryogenically frozen. That's hilarious.
That's remarkably reasonable, too.
Yeah. That's how they get you.
Wait, so those are rumors? I always thought that was a fact.
No. Nobody's cryogenically frozen. It doesn't work.
Well, no, that's not correct. People are cryogenically frozen.
Okay, there are frozen corpses.
Yes.
Yes.
Walt Disney isn't one of them.
Okay, all right. I mean,
buried him.
It really doesn't change my opinion, right? One way or another. I mean, he's dead. I mean,
was it Family Guy or Robot Chicken?
Robot Chicken.
The one where, not the one where he turns into a monster, the one where he wakes up and just asks how the Jew's gone.
Oh, that's Family Guy. Robot Chicken had him being like a giant, like, cyborg arachnid.
Like from Wild West.
Kind
Elion.
Of, yeah.
Elion.
Oh, Jesus. That was a long time ago, too, because that was about...
Robot Chicken Season 1.
Fuck.
Yeah.
So the little boy.
Alien Gonzalez.
Yeah.
In that closet.
That is a very important picture.
Yep.
I've been farting up a storm over here, so I apologize. We have anything else to talk about? Super Troopers. I started.
None of you assholes saw Aquaman, so we can't talk about that.
Has any of you seen Night Flyers?
Nope.
Didn't
see Night Flyers. Didn't see the Bumblebaws.
Do you know what the Night Flyers are?
Yeah, they're like they're vampires.
No.
I know.
No. So, do you like The Shining?
Yeah. Which one?
The Shining. Just,
which one?
The book,
the movie,
first
or the miniseries?
Three.
Yes.
Then you should watch The Night Flyers because it's basically
about vampires.
It literally is The Shining in space.
We need to
wait. Shiny in space, they sparkle.
Yeah.
From which direction does the light come from to make them sparkle?
No, wait, shiny in space. So it's Firefly. It's a sequel to Firefly. They all just say shiny.
No, it's The Shining.
The Shinning.
Shinning, yes. Shinning in space. Just a lot of people kicking. It's like, ow! And then just on the ground.
Wait, is Shitting in space? J.K. Rowling's in space? It's Harry Potter.
Is that where all the shit went when they disappear it from
the
wizard robes?
The Shitting in space, yes.
It just flies into space?
Can you shit so hard you propel yourself in space?
I'm just thinking equal and opposite reactions, right?
With like, some of the cooking I do, yes.
The shitting, it's the farting, right? Because like...
No, because
if you expel mass. Yeah.
Sure, but so the issue is like normally when you shit, it doesn't shoot out like a pellet gun. Like it just kind of your anus opens and the poop is just kind of gently pushed outwards.
You're not eating much of my cookie.
That is,
yeah. I was gonna say
there is still an equal and opposite reaction, and it's not going to be a terribly efficient forms of propulsion. But yes, it
should theoretically work.
Theoretically, it would work, just not well.
It would be everywhere. It would be everywhere.
The main difficulty with this form of propulsion is exposing your ass without the diaper behind it, so that it actually it won't hit the diaper and then equalize.
Could you have an open umbrella behind you to catch it all?
Right. Well, because that's the thing is like the way the reactions work is that you oftentimes have where you then yourself undo the action with your own action. Mm-hmm. It's like jumping up and then coming back down. They cancel each other out.
That would be the same thing as if you had some kind of underwear or something like that on, you shit your pants, you're not going to be propelled forward because the underwear is going to tug the opposite direction because of the shit.
Right, exactly.
If it's coming out that way. Exactly. So that's what I was saying is like if you had somebody with an open umbrella behind you, but it's not attached to you, and you had explosive diarrhea, would that propel you forward?
So
would they be propelled backwards from diarrhea?
So wait, can I just say for a moment that for this to work, you have to expose your rectum to the hard vacuum of space. And
you
good
don't
luck
have
with that.
To.
Not the hard vacuum of space. You can do it inside a
This sounds capsule. like the worst comment story ever.
Yeah, you can have basically like an aquarium, like fishbowl on your butt. Could you just poop into that?
Work.
Why not?
No,
because the fishbowl is attached to you.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Or are you just launching the fishbowl?
Or you could,
The fishbowl could be attached to you at first.
If I'm floating in the International Space Station,
yes.
And if I fire a t-shirt cannon,
yeah.
It'll throw me down the space station.
Yes, but if you fire it into something that is attached to you, then you get the
only if it impacts the thing. So if I'm if I got a big fishbowl that's like 4 feet across, mm-hmm. and I shit, but the shit only goes like 2 feet, it doesn't impact the fishbowl to cancel out the forward thrust.
Only if it was a vacuum. Otherwise, you're
right.
Yeah, otherwise, you're compressing air. So
yeah.
You're
correct. Yeah, you can't compress air.
So we're back to exposing,
which would probably just suck your entire intestines out through your butthole.
Yeah.
That's so I guess we've conclusively proven that defecation is not a viable means of transport in space.
Due to prolapse.
Not in space.
Due to prolapse.
Could you do it in the space station, though?
What if you were immune to the vacuum? Like, could Superman just shit a whole bunch in space to fly around?
With all of the powers he has, sure.
Yeah, okay.
How does he generate momentum, though, to move forward in space?
That's why we have meteor showers.
Like, seriously, how does
he... To push the poop out, you have to be pushing on something.
Yeah. How does Superman generate momentum in space?
Well, and the other thing is, when he's flying, how does he fly faster?
It's something one of my older friends thought that he would.
Nick,
when he made a character, he created a character called the Skier, and he would be a guy that would fly, but he would fly up straight, up and down. So he would just like float like that.
Okay.
Because it didn't make any sense why you would lie down and fly. You just fly.
Oh, you don't mean that he would only fly? He would be standing.
He'd
when
just
he
be
flew.
Vertical.
I thought you meant he could only go straight up and down with his flight power.
No.
Which I'm like, okay. But yeah, how do you fly harder when you're Superman? How do you increase momentum?
You just.
But what's happening?
Exactly.
Where's the thrust coming from?
I mean, I could see where he's able to push himself off of something like the Earth and to break the Earth's gravity, and then he is out. But how does he turn in space?
I blame the Higgs boson.
Like, how does he turn? I mean, you can't have, like, there's no rudders or something like that, because rudders, there's nothing to.
So, farting. We figured it out.
Yeah.
So, speaking of The Shining and dumb things, I finally got around to watching Ready Player One. And it was only 80% as bad as the book.
Well,
actually, I did hear that from someone else who said that for better or worse, they did update the content references and clean it up a bit.
Well, and they took out all the narrator's internal monologue, which really improved the shit out of that thing, because you don't get 4 pages of him just listing pop culture references. Seeing pop culture references is quicker and less painful than 4 pages of someone just listing the Disney Channel cartoons of the 90s.
That's our podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally, we have just described our podcast.
Can we sue them?
No.
Oh.
It's so bad.
You can't sue somebody over nostalgia.
I do wish, man. So, like, he's got the girl on the interwebs that he's all got the hots for, and she's like, no, I'm so ugly in real life, you'll hate me. And it turns out it's Olivia Cooke, who's fucking gorgeous, but she has a birthmark, and so that makes her just irredeemably horrific to look at, because movies.
Well, but he's a brave, Jordan Peterson.
He's a brave, nice guy who can see past that tiny birthmark that she can easily cover up with her hair and or makeup to still fuck her. The movie would have been a billion times better if, like, that was Danny DeVito. Like, the hot chick on the internet. He met her in real life, and it's just Danny DeVito. Just like, yeah, sorry, kid.
The same Danny DeVito from Taxi?
No. The one from Always Sunny.
The one where
I can
they,
get why you can mix them up.
Yeah. The one where they catfish.
Yes. Like, if she'd just been catfishing the hell out of him, that would have been great.
Why didn't that occur? That would have been amazing.
It would have been amazing.
I've never seen Ready Player One yet either, or read the book. That's all I've heard is it's just a hot pile of garbage of nostalgia.
It is a hot garbage pile of nostalgia and shit that just doesn't make sense.
It's made for people like us that lived during that time is really what it, from what I've understood.
Yeah.
So we're the target demographic and we all hate it. This seems like a recipe for success.
Yeah.
No, that's not the Danny DeVito from Batman. That's
no.
We discussed this. It's the Danny DeVito from Taxi.
I say we're talking about because remember
no, it's the Danny DeVito from Always Sunny.
I mean, it can be either of those two. It can't be the Danny DeVito from Batman because we're talking about a computer, so they need fingers.
Correct.
That's true too. Yeah, that one's got flippers.
Yeah. Well, that's
I mean, it's what they are.
Wow. He is dactyly reducted, okay? Dactyly deficient.
I'm going to say that for the topic list for posting the podcast, that we pluralize it as Danny's DeVito.
Correct. That is grammatically spread. Correct. They are Danny's DeVito. And it didn't always bug me that they flippered like this. Mm-hmm. In my mind, it should have been like Spock style.
Yeah, but that's a gang sign.
If you're a Vulcan.
Yeah.
So you're in a nerd gang.
Logically.
This is just like a really horrific version of the Shocker.
You have one in the pink and 3 in the stink?
Correct.
That's for them easy ones.
Wow. I was trying to think of other movies Danny DeVito was in, and I just can't.
You can't. He was in Twins.
Because I keep thinking of stuff, but the things I think of are all Bob Hoskins. I was like, yeah, he was in Moonstruck. No, he wasn't.
I mean, the only other one I can
Mermaids, rather.
The only other one I can think of is Renaissance Man.
Sure, sure. And twins, like you said, or you said, somebody said.
Jumanji? What?
Emily?
He was in Jumanji? He was in Last Action Hero.
Yes, he was, yes. I just killed somebody!
That wasn't Danny DeVito! That'd be great, though.
He would be great in everything. That's, yeah.
Just replace, just switch Charles Dance and Danny DeVito in everything they've ever done.
Can you imagine him as
Yes, I can. I can imagine the hell of him as Tywin Lannister.
Oh my god!
Wait, Danny DeVito is going to be a Jumanji. What the hell? Yeah. Oh, he's in Matilda.
Yeah, that's actually kind of an adorable film.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Wait, I got it. I figured out how to fix Dark Knight Rises. Replace Tom Hardy with Danny DeVito.
No.
Yeah.
Tom Hardy was actually... I actually liked him a lot as Bane in that film. That's about the only reason why I liked that film.
I know. I just want to hear Danny DeVito do the mass speech.
Sure. Just when Tom Hardy has the mask on, it just be overdubbed with Danny DeVito.
That's probably, has it on all the times.
Or Wallace Shawn. Yeah.
Oh. This seems like a great abuse of Cameo.
Oh my God.
Does this get someone to redub some of those lines?
All right, so I'm going to have to show you that scene that I'm talking about because I'm telling you it's necessary.
I just want a movie with Danny DeVito, Wallace Shawn, Gilbert Gottfried, and the Inconceivable.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait. There was an Onion article
Wallace
with him.
Wallace Shawn. It was him being the new James Bond.
Yes, okay. That's what it was.
Danny DeVito, Gilbert Gottfried, Wallace Shawn, just them.
Like, kind of like the Expendables?
Yes.
It was. Yes. Like literally called the Expendables.
Movie with them. Oh, Throw Mama from the Train. I fucking love that movie. People hate that movie. I love that movie.
Movie's good too. No, they could literally be called the Expendables, as in they're the ones that they'll be thrown away.
Yeah.
Danny DeVito was rumored to be asked to be the voice of Pikachu in Detective Pikachu.
No. Yeah. He was in the running for it. Good times.
My tummy feels funny.
I'm sorry. Or is that a quote of something?
No, it's just my tummy feels funny because I've just been farting up a storm over here.
Stop it.
That's why my chair keeps moving.
Why is it going backwards? We just discussed equal and opposite reaction. If you fart, you should be thrown forward, unless you're farting out of your front, in which case there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
All right. Johnny Dangerously. Heck yeah.
Is that with John Candy?
No.
It's Armed and Dangerous, as I'm thinking, with John Candy.
Armed and Dangerous I also enjoy, because that also has Eugene Levy, who is underappreciated in America.
Yeah, we're not Canadians.
Get Shorty.
Yeah, he's in that.
He's in Get Shorty.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and then the sequel, Be Cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. Be Cool, not so much.
Oh, Death to Smoochie.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're just going to list things that he's in.
We don't need to list everything. We already have the two.
Oh, L.A. Confidential, Mars Attacks. Drowning Mona. How the fuck am I forgetting these things? Drowning goddamn Mona. God, I love that movie, too. Has the greatest opening dialogue exchange in cinema history, and also my favorite trivia, which is that one of the running gags in that film, the whole town it takes place in the story was a test town for Yugos, so every person in the town got a free Yugo. And so throughout the movie, like, there'll be like a chase and everybody runs to their Yugos and starts them. Like, one of them won't start, so they have to get out and push it. Or another one, like, Neve Campbell parks and she starts to get out and walk into the house and the car just starts rolling down the hill. None of those were intentional. Yugos just suck that bad and they kept them all in the movie. It's amazing. And my brother and I would quote the opening line to that movie to each other all the time and it was great.
That was just a fantastic movie.
Finally. Yeah, finally.
So much quiet.
I'm just thinking about Danny DeVito. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I can't wait to show you guys that sequence. It's going to be amazing.
Now let's move things along. Do we have any Zappity Grumbles?
I don't think we do.
Yeah, we do.
There was one.
There was
one on the thing.
On the Facebook thing.
Johnny Dangerously is great. Gone all cars. All driving a car covered in duckies and bunnies.
If you could give any video game a revival like D&D currently has going on, which would it be?
Wait, what?
So basically,
D&D is a video game?
Well, I assume that he means that D&D is kind of going through kind of like a social revival in a sense, where people are accepting it as
sure
as something there. And Jim is asking if you have a video game have that certain thing, what game would it be?
I mean, if we're allowed to talk about like genres, there. I would.
Nick had mentioned that he had seen mistake of seeing Holmes and Watson before the reviews hit, which
does it still have a zero?
No. It's like 9%.
That was the critic score for a long time, was a zero.
No, yeah, critics,
like they couldn't.
It was pay, for yeah, a zero yeah, for a long time. Yeah.
It was like 9%,
they couldn't find like people. They couldn't pay people to write good things about it.
Like, how did you see a commercial for that and not realize that it was basically like the epic movie and date movie and scary movie 7? Like, it was definitely one of those fucking movies. The instant you see him with a MAGA hat on, you know the movie you're getting into, and you don't get into that movie.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Nick.
Cool.
Alternatively, thank you for taking one for the team, Nick.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even think we're gonna pain train that one.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. As far as
bad for pain train. Yep.
Revivals for genres. I'm lucky because two of the genres I would pick would be the Metroidvania and roguelikes, because both of those are two of my all-time favorite genre of games, and I've been a huge roguelike fan. I mean, I played NetHack in the 80s and have played it a lot since then. But as it turns out, both of those genres are in the middle of a bit of a revival, because like Dead Cells is both a Metroidvania and a roguelike, and it is probably the best game of 2018.
There's a lot of Metroidvania roguelikes right now, like both, things that are both, like Dead Cells or 20XX or Legacy, fucking A.
Rogue Legacy,
yeah. There's a lot of those.
Have you tried playing Celeste yet?
No, I have not.
So good. Yeah. So good. So difficult. It's got that Meat Boy, Super Meat Boy difficulty to it, where it's instant deaths, but instant response.
But you can also make it insanely easy if you want to, and they don't judge you for it.
What?
You just go in the menu and say, hey, I don't want anything to hurt me ever, and I just want to win the game without any effort, and it goes, okay.
Really?
Yeah. And it doesn't turn off achievements. It doesn't, like, because I remember seeing a thing talking about accessibility in video games, and like people bitch and moan about the concept of introducing an easy mode to Dark Souls, and you're like, how dare you? It's like, what do you care? Like, it doesn't affect you, buddy. Calm down.
Yeah, you could set your difficulty to whatever. It goes with the same thing too with Bionic Commandos. You can always unmap that jump button in Bionic Commando 2.
Yeah. Those are a thing.
I've been really happy with the state of especially indie gaming recently, because my favorite genres have seen a lot of really good games.
Yeah, I don't know. Most of the things I like have already gotten their comebacks. Like XCOM came back and, you know, stuff.
Yeah, I mean...
I miss a good real-time strategy game.
Yeah.
You're going to have Warcraft 3 come out.
No, what I'm going to have is the remaster of Command & Conquer that they actually rehired most of Westwood to do.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, you're going to get that great Command & Conquer on cell phones, remember? Aren't you excited? Okay, I deserve that.
This is what our fans want.
Bye. Oh, no.
So...
Exit stage left. All right. Stage right. Sorry.
I'm back.
Somebody asked us if we should talk about the December dynamic update. Because it's a War Machine thing. I forgot that happened in December.
Was that Scorn or something?
That was Scorn's...
Yeah, hey, look at that. It's a Scorn's got the things and stuff.
Actually, more importantly, Enigma Foundries.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Enigma Foundry changed.
They got a nice buff. Or not, basically, return to form.
No, yeah. The Pious Stick Spider.
What?
The Pious Stick Spider.
Yep. Well, that's a thing.
I forgot to turn off the heat before it came downstairs, so I'm curious to how bad this will come over onto the mics.
We will find out if this is super echoey and you can hear the furnace blaring, and it could be the worst thing ever, and if so, you're welcome.
Yeah, actually, I'll ask chat right now if you can post if you can hear the furnace in the background.
But yeah, so there's things that are still available, but they're niche, you know what I mean? Just go back to the whole genre thing. And so if you wanted something to be like huge again and embraced again, I mean, there's a lot of smaller genres like the LucasArts style
adventure
games. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, you can still find them if you look for them, but they aren't the huge mainstream things like they used to be.
They used to be until a company ran their workers ragged and lost a ton of money. Telltale.
Yeah.
That was adventure style games. So that was basically Telltale's thing was that.
And then they couldn't say no.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, that was the issue, is it wasn't the running people ragged. It was like, before, if you go up to and including The Walking Dead, the first Walking Dead game, Telltale's games were all very different from each other.
Mm-hmm.
They were all adventure games, but they were stylistically not the same. And after that one hit it big, they're like, this is the one that works. And the rest of it was all just that. And then they just did a million of them per year, just every franchise that they could get the rights to.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all the same game, and that's what killed it. I would say Telltale is definitely very different than the LucasArts style ones.
I don't know. Speaking of that, have you played any of the Lego games?
Yeah, they're all right.
But like after a point, they're all the same.
Yeah. Sure, but the difference is they're marketed to 6 to 10, so they don't care.
Unlock all the other characters, though.
Also, there's the one-and-done ones, like the Lego Star Wars and Lego Batman and whatever, but the Lego universe, where you actually buy Lego kits, that thing's insane. I don't know if you played that one.
No.
Do you know that one?
No.
So it's like this big fucking giant open world thing, and there's a million characters, because it's like the Disney Infinity style or Skylanders where it has the pod it comes with and you set the thing on it, and you get that character in the game. But because they're Lego, you actually build them first and then get to play with them in the game.
Why
it's
isn't...
It's insane.
I know the exact reason why, but why isn't there a Grand Theft Lego? A giant Grand Theft Auto world... That's all in Lego that you could build shit in.
The same reason Denmark had to lock down their accurate recreation of Copenhagen, which was Americans immediately got into it and dynamited the entire thing and put up a Texas flag.
What?
Yeah, they made a accurate representation of Copenhagen in Minecraft, and as soon as they opened it up to the public, a bunch of Americans went in, put dynamite everywhere, blew up most of it, and made a giant Texas flag.
There you go.
Texans.
Is there an inventory system in the Telltale games?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's a light inventory system. It did it in Borderlands. You had a small inventory in there.
I guess so. Yeah. Well, yeah, like... Yeah.
Not as elaborate as, you know, carry this item to... Because
like somebody's saying, like, the Telltale games are more about conversation and quick time events. They're not as much about puzzles. Versus something like Grim Fandango or Full Throttle or whatever.
Sure, I could see that. But it's still a lot of dialogue stuff in Grim Fandango and Full Throttle.
Right. But they don't like remember what you do. They don't have like that butterfly effect thing to them.
Ugh. Usually it's a circular dialogue thing until you choose whatever the proper option it is.
Yeah.
or it's just an instant death if you say whatever is wrong.
Although it was interesting, the later LucasArts where you couldn't lose. Like in Full Throttle and Grim Fandango, you literally can't lose those games. There are no deaths, and you can't get stuck.
There's deaths in there. I remember a minefield killing me a ton of times in Full Throttle.
No, you literally can't die in Full Throttle.
Oh, no, it just reset the...
You fall off your bike, and then you get back on your bike, and you start driving down the hallway again.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, or like... the Neverhood, which was a fun game.
Oh, God. Neverhood was amazing.
Neverhood was amazing, and it had one possible death, and it was clearly labeled. And they even say that on the packaging. They say there's only one death in this game, and it's clearly labeled. And you get to a pit, and there's a sign that says, "Don't go in this pit, you will die." And if you click on it, they're like, "Are you sure you will die?" And if you say yes, you die. And that's the only death in the whole game.
I'm just reading the story that Dan had mentioned about apparently this matters. America invades virtual Denmark. Cyber vandals snuck into the virtual Denmark, set off virtual TNT, and raised U.S. flags.
Yep.
Virtual Denmark has since been repaired.
There's some island in the real world that God, I forget which two countries it is. I think it's Canada and...
Denmark.
Is it Canada and Denmark?
Yeah, because it's in between Greenland.
It's in between Greenland and Canada.
Yeah, they keep exchanging like whiskey and schnapps.
Yeah.
Because they keep invading it, but nobody cares.
Sure, yeah.
Like, it's got to be one of the most hostily, like, by sheer number of times it's changed hands, it has to be one of the most hotly contested pieces of land in human history, but not an ounce of blood has been shed. They just keep going, no, it's ours now.
Yeah, because every couple of months, the Canadian or the Danish Marines will go over and plant a flag on this little
and
rock.
And leave some booze for the next people.
And tank the old booze.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly.
It's because there's nothing else to do up there. Like, my brother is a mechanic up in Alaska. You do shit like that because you go weird when you don't see the sun for 3 months.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You know how much they drink in Scandinavia?
Yeah.
So, dynamic update. So, we talked about that.
Yeah. In depth.
Mm-hmm. In depth.
It happened. We remembered the faction. I'm proud of us for that. Go, guys.
We got it in two.
No, I mean, it wasn't a...
I got it in one. I said scoring first thing.
Mm. Yeah.
Like I said, collectively we got it in two, which is better than most times.
Yeah. I mean, one of these times we should actually have a War Machine podcast.
Sure. That's fine. We can do three podcasts: War Machine, Random Bullshit, and Board Games.
Mm-hmm. Board games. Sounds like a lot of
work. And tell me, you get my boy Brett, I will be here.
Yeah, I've been working on it.
Yeah.
Sean is one of our Patreons, and hoping we had a wonderful Christmas and New Year's, and looking forward to listening to the podcast tomorrow morning when I get home from on the archive from Twitch. So,
thanks, Sean.
Yay, yep. Sean.
We love you.
And Lewis posted.
Which Sean? Is that Sean McGee?
He has his own beer tasting that he does on Thursday nights over on Facebook. So if you want to get some good opinions from another bearded fellow. About
and
beer.
He makes mead, and he has a very flood-prone basement, judging by last year's Facebook updates.
And he makes very good.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. Very flood, because it flooded, and he got it all taken care of, and then it flooded again.
I thought you said flood-proof basement. And I'm like,
flood-prone.
I don't know what he's done since then.
No, and he makes very good mead.
Yeah, it's very, very solid.
Three out of four crippled system members say so.
And I still have the bottle.
Yeah, my bottle's upstairs.
Free bottle.
Well, I was going to give it. I mean, he
give
gave
it back to him
a
next
nice
time.
Top flip bottle. I mean, might as well give it back to him so he can refill it.
Yeah.
Lewis, we all know.
Lewis Bucker?
Yeah. Bucker? He posted on her. So he's basically asking, so Bird Box, a better at the happening? So
Bird Box is really overrated.
It's basically a quiet place, but instead, let's not make them deaf. Blind.
It is infinitely more memeable, though.
But, he's right, though, because it is the happen. Did you watch Bird Box?
No, but I've seen other people describe it, though. It's basically a quiet place, but instead of sound, it's...
Seeing people describe
everyone
it
is
very ironic.
Except that's backwards, because in Quiet Place, if you make a sound, the monsters kill you. Mm-hmm. In Bird Box, if you see the monsters, you kill yourself.
Yeah.
So... It isn't the sound aspect of Quiet Place. It's the speaking aspect of Quiet Place. So it's blind versus mute.
Correct.
But, yeah, spoiler, you just kill yourself when you see them. There's no monsters. And so it's basically just the happening, except with Sandra Bullock in it and blindfold.
Yeah. I mean, I'll watch it.
That is a bullshit lie. That is a bullshit lie in chat.
We've gone over this before. The plants are doing it.
The plants are doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's run away from the bush.
No, it's the grass. The wind is blowing the grass, and so they have to run away because it'll carry the pollen off of the grass towards them. And that's also why he has to have a hostage exchange conversation with a plastic tree in the house because he thinks it's a real tree, and he doesn't want it to get angry. 100% plants are angry. And I think the plants are angry specifically about the bees, but that part I might be making up.
It makes sense about the bees. Do we have any recommendations?
So Aquaman is out in theaters. So if you are looking for an enjoyable superhero film, go see Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. It's very, very good.
Yes. So I got Gloomhaven for my wife for Cephalumus.
That's a great fucking game.
And I will heartily recommend Gloomhaven because it is a great game.
It's also, if you want to hurt your back, just start throwing that thing around, because that thing is heavy.
Yes. Speaking of hurting your back, did you see the new Ogre Kickstarter?
No.
What? It's a bigger box than the original one.
Didn't they almost bankrupt over that one?
Well, it's been enough time they've recovered. One of the reward tiers is that box as well as the new one.
I've got that one right there. It's not even unpacked.
Yeah, it's true. I'll take that.
No. I'll sell it to you. What's the Kickstarter price at for the new one?
I don't remember.
Because I'll sell you mine for that price.
This is how much I care about Ogre. I saw it. I went, that's interesting. I should tell Nathan. And then I moved on.
Yeah, I haven't played Ogre in forever.
Ogre's good.
Yeah,
it's good. You need to get the PC version. That wasn't my actual recommendation, though. I mean, because we already recommended the Spider-Mans. So we did.
I mean, that's fine.
That's never stopped us from recommending stuff again.
Well, that's fine, but I'm going to cheat, and since that's a repeat, I'm going to recommend something that might also be a repeat, but I don't remember how long we've been on hiatus, and I don't remember if I recommended this on air or just to everyone I spoke to in real life.
Pete and Repeat are in a boat.
Mm-hmm.
Pete falls out. Who's left?
Danny DeVito.
Oh, damn it. That was perfect.
Well, you shouldn't have bought it from a Arctic Circle. That's your issue. You enabled those people. Anyway, did I mention the Return of the Obra Dinn?
You did.
Yes. But do it again.
Mm-hmm. I will do it again. Return of the Obra Dinn. Speaking of indie games, it's incredibly good. It is a puzzle storytelling game by the guy who did Papers, Please. I am going to describe a little more in-depth an example of the kind of puzzle that it has, because it's about a ship that vanished, and then it came back, and then everybody on it's dead or missing, and you have to figure out who all the corpses are and how they died, because you're an insurance claims adjuster. A good example of one of the easier puzzles is you see a skeleton in front of the captain's quarters,
mm-hmm.
and you use your magic watch, and it shows that man being shot in the face by the captain. Then you find the captain's skeleton in his quarters, and he has killed himself, suicide. And as he kills himself, he says, Tabitha, I'm so sorry, I killed your brother. So now you know that guy was the captain's brother. And you're like, Tabitha's brother. It was Tabitha's brother. So you look at the roster, and Tabitha is the captain's wife. But when she got married, in addition to taking the maiden, she hyphenated her name. So her maiden name was still there. So you look on the ship's log and you find out that the first mate has the same last name as her maiden name. So you figure out that is her brother. So now you know the corpse outside of that captain's quarters is the first mate who died via gunshot. And that's how the game works. And so that's one of the easier ones because you immediately find it like with the next located corpse.
Sure,
it's a pretty
sure.
simple puzzle. But there's a lot of cool different ways to solve it. Like a lot of people mention that one they solve because that's the only person with like a Scottish name on the roster. And in the flashback, that guy has a thick Scottish accent. Or, they do it based on a whole bunch of the Chinese people. Their tattoos like match up with where they sleep on their bunks and stuff like that. So it's got a lot of different ways to solve the puzzles. But it's really, really cool. And I really recommend it.
Yeah, I know that that actually made some places top. Well, that was Yahtzee's top game.
Everybody loves it. It's great.
It's a really solid game.
I will say, if you look at like pictures of it or even like YouTube footage of it, the art style can be a little blurry / migrainy, but it doesn't feel that bad when you're actually playing it. It's something about translating to video that it can, I don't know what it is.
Like the same thing with Wind Waker.
Yeah.
You saw screenshots of Wind Waker, and you're like, what kind of bullshit is this?
Right.
But then you actually play Wind Waker. And
it's better while moving.
It's like, right. Wow, this is really cool. Man, I want a HD remaster of Wind Waker.
Somebody nostalgia'd all up my butthole over this when I said on Facebook yesterday because they were like suggesting that I dig up their grandma and piss in her mouth. But I was saying they should release a remastered Toy Story 1. Just replace the character models of those horrific Uncanny Valley humans and dogs and stuff, and even the toys with their newer, higher quality images. Like, don't Lucas it up. Don't change the story. Don't add and delete characters. Just literally have a 20-year improved Woody.
I'm thinking
give the humans hair.
And give the humans not these horrific faces and give them hair.
Because you can do
that now. Misshapen dog monster.
I think that you might run down the alley of, as you're doing that, then you're like, well, why don't we update number two? And then why don't we update number three again?
I really feel like the jump in quality from Toy Story 1 to literally everything else Pixar has ever done is pretty huge.
Yeah, I agree.
It's amazing what you can do when you can buy stuff.
Yeah. Although Toy Story 1 looks really good compared to Tin Toy, their first short with that baby monster that gives me nightmares.
Well, sure, because Steve Jobs gave them money.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well,
and all the birthday guests are just more Andes. It's just like this clone party. Yes, leave them all as more Andes, but they're the higher resolution, newer Andes.
I don't know. So that's what it was. They just used the same model Andy and just had different,
just give different
them, like, shoes,
different hair, and shoes and stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Funny.
I mean, that's a lot.
I never realized that.
When you don't show faces, yeah, reuse the same model.
Yeah.
There's 10 8-year-old kids. They all look the same. Go, go, go.
I mean, they kind of do.
Yeah, isn't that real life too?
Yeah.
I guess I'll save the dance for last. Then my recommendation is Celeste. It is an adorable puzzle platformer that's made by the folks that brought you. What's the castle one with the four archers and you're trying to kill each other?
Towerfall Ascension.
Towerfall Ascension. Brought to you by there. It's
still on my PS4. I have never uninstalled that game because that game's great.
It's an awesome game, but it's a puzzle platformer. It's very Meat Boy-esque where you are going to die very fast, which you'll be respawning very fast as well.
Quickly,
it's very fast.
Okay,
very fast. That's fine. But it's got adorable characters. The way that the story is unfolding, I'm not sure how far into the game I am right now. But the way the story is unfolding is very adorable and very cute. Perfect for the Switch. It's a fun game so far.
Speaking of Switch, new Diablo season starts tomorrow. Looking forward to playing that on my Switch.
Are you? I thought you could play it on your phone soon.
Yeah, you can.
You got phone, right?
But current through today, because the new season starts tomorrow. Through today, the current event is that is double bounty caches, and that's been a fucking life send because goddamn fucking A.
Playing a new season of Diablo is a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. For a game that's, you know, mm-hmm. 5-6 years old. Was it almost 7 years old now?
Sure.
Yeah, because it was before I moved.
So it was at 2012, yeah. I think, is when it came out.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's...
When the apocalypse happened.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I played that
first
Witch
Doctor.
Good thing
John Cusack saved other lives. But
I've run out of ways to buy Diablo 3.
For now.
Have
for
you?
Now.
Yeah.
When you get your PS5...
I don't know. I'm thinking of picking up the VR version of Skyrim for PS4, so it's only a matter of time before there's a VR Diablo 3.
I will not get a
console
version of Skyrim. Fuck that noise. The fact that they still haven't fixed game-breaking, quest-ruining bugs.
That there are open-source mods for.
That there are open-source mods. Like, the PC, you can download the mod, but the fact that they haven't gone, okay, cool, thanks, guys, and shoved it in there in any of the re-releases, fuck you, Bethesda.
They don't even have to technically take their mod or even admit it. It's like, oh, we fixed that bug.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Done. just ship a patch.
I want to say
one
of those patch guys even open sourced it in an open source license that would have explicitly let them steal it.
I love that not a single week has gone by without something disastrous happening to Fallout 76.
Hey, speaking of which, what is this week's one?
The nukes all stopped working.
Yeah.
Okay. When New Year's rolled around, all of the nukes became unwatchable and had 10,000 hour countdowns and glitched out computer screens because when they programmed the game, they came out a month and a week before the end of the year, they forgot that maybe having it hard-coded to 2018 making the missiles function was a bad idea. So when it became 2019, all of the nukes stopped working because Y2K happened.
Y2K19. I know the language they're using for that. They had to do more work.
Yeah.
To make that date time have a hard-coded year.
Speaking of doing more work to make it worse, the previous one was the Fallout Nuka Black Rum, where there's a tie-in Nuka-Cola rum that's $80 for a bottle of artificial-flavored 35-proof rum. It's garbage.
I think it was actually a better proof than that.
Is it 35%, so 70 proof? Maybe that's what it was. Yeah. It's bad rum.
Yeah, because 35 proof is...
Yeah, 35%, like so 70
strong
proof.
Beer.
So it's bad rum. But
that's
so
a very strong beer. Yeah.
It implies, because the bottle is like the Nuka-Cola bottles.
Correct.
So you're like, oh, cool, you're getting this nice glass bottle. It's actually a plain bottle with just a sticker on it shoved inside of a black plastic shell. instead that makes it impossible to pour because the shell isn't sealed correctly around the bottle. And then their announcement was, we understand you guys are disappointed, but this actually, we looked into it. This was twice as expensive. We spent extra money to do it this way instead of making the glass bottles. In which case, there's two possibilities. Either A, you're fucking lying, or B, it was more expensive, in which case you are an idiot because you spent twice as much on terrible shit nobody wanted. You should have spent half as much on the glass bottles that people did want.
But my kickbacks.
Yeah,
but they're claiming that they spent extra.
Sure.
So if there's kickbacks, it's option one where they're lying. Or if they did spend extra, they're fucking idiots.
I think
we're going to find out is that Andy Kaufman faked his death and now lives as a video game producer.
He runs Bethesda?
I mean, all they had to do is really take a Coca-Cola bottle, heat up the end of it, and then
shove fins on it.
Shove four fins on it, yeah. And then done.
Oh, wait, I do remember.
Print money.
Yeah. I now remember, I actually have seen this week's issue of Fallout 76 on Reddit. Apparently now having too many things in your inventory will cause the server to crash.
Sure, I'd imagine.
There was the issue there at the beginning.
Regardless of what glitch they are, is old hat.
Yeah.
They have to have new exciting things. They have to have fourth wall breaking external things like the canvas bags and the rum bottles.
And the canvas bags were too expensive.
Well, there was a canvas shortage.
Shortage, yes.
Actually, we'll give canvas to everybody, but first we'll leak all of your information to each other.
Yeah. And there was a canvas shortage because we gave it all away to all of our supporters.
We can't give you the canvas bags you paid for because we gave free canvas bags to the media instead.
Yeah, the never-ending story shit show that is Fallout 76.
Wait, hold on. This is a never-ending story? When's the horse fallen?
Dude, have you seen sadder than that.
Have you seen
Bethesda
the playset?
Bethesda is the horse.
Have you seen the Artax playset?
Yeah. I also saw you see those clickbaits where they're like, you know, you won't believe the stars of the Breakfast Club what they look like now. And it was, you won't believe what the stars of Neverending Story look like now. And aww, one of them was just a horse skeleton.
Awesome.
Yeah, the fucking nukes stopped working because they programmed them specifically with the year in mind. How terrible.
I love it when companies
that bad.
I love it when companies that big have QA departments worse than mine.
Bethesda's never had a QA department.
Correct.
They've had enough. They had enough QA to at least get the game out the door in a slightly functioning way.
I know what the back end looks like.
The same game over and over again for the last 20 years.
With the same bugs in it. Yeah, yes. Skyrim, yeah.
Even just Skyrim. Skyrim is the same as Oblivion. Oh, Fallout 3 and 4 are the same as that. They're all the same fucking game with a different coat of paint on it. Skyrim, they didn't even bother with the coat of paint, right? So they released the same game 20 times. 15 times of those were Skyrim, and the other 5 were Fallout 3, Fallout 4, and Oblivion, and Fallout New Vegas. So they have no QA department.
New Vegas is done
or not
by
New
Oblivion.
Vegas, I'm sorry. But that game... I meant 76. Okay. New Vegas is on the same engine because Oblivion had to use it because they had a year to create a game. Fuck you, Bethesda, for sabotaging.
I mean, the best part is that Bethesda has actually gotten better because back in the Daggerfall area, it was hilariously worse.
I played it before then. I played it as Arena.
Arena, yeah. Sure.
I still have the disc and everything.
Arena. I mean, Arena was buggy, but then Daggerfall was just. I mean,
the one that you like is. Can't actually work in some cases. Like, they're unbreakable or unescapable. Like, we break the game and you can't fix it.
Yeah. Daggerfall is also one where the game map is literally the size of the United Kingdom's island.
It's fucking huge.
It's absurdly huge. The game's not even exaggerating. It's literally the size of the island.
And that they wanted to have, one of the big selling points of the game was that they were supposed to have realistic cloud textures, and they couldn't figure out how to make procedurally generated clouds, and so 2/3 of the CD was just cloud images.
So my recommendation is Spider-Man for the PS4.
Yay! I don't think we've actually had that recommendation.
I don't think
yet.
We have.
He's a cool game.
It is very enjoyable.
Have you played it yet, Nathan?
I played some, yeah, because Robert has it.
It's just an enjoyable, you know, open-worldy action-adventure game. And it's got enough plot to keep you going. And, you know, while the open-world side quest stuff is the same open-world side quest things that you always have, they're fine.
And if you're a fan of terrible auto-lose forced stealth sections, it's got those for you.
They're not terrible.
I know.
Like, I think of it
but
as
the people who hedge their bet about recommending this game, that's always the flaw that people go to, is those sequences are the break in the action that aren't fun.
Sure.
You have to play as Mary Jane for a little bit?
Or Miles?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's like an Assassin's Creed game, except I don't want to throw the controller.
It's an Assassin's Creed game where you don't have to feed dollars into your game system to keep playing.
I stopped playing it long before that. I stopped playing it after my wife had to remove the controller at the end of Assassin's Creed Brotherhood because I was about to throw it into the TV.
That's fair.
Because I was that pissed at the twist.
I will say, though, I have heard that Odyssey Origins are supposedly really good.
Yeah.
Am I the only one that can't even pet cats anymore in them? What the fuck?
Am I the only one that has never actually thrown a controller?
In the world? Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've replaced Nintendo controllers. Of course, that was a good reason to throw Nintendo controllers back then, because those games were fucking hard.
Yeah. I mostly throw Xbox controllers in high school because of Halo, but
those would kill people though. did you throw the Duke at people?
No, I mean, and also they weren't my Xbox. So.
Oh, okay.
So there was enough other fingerprints on it that I could, you know, argue.
Oh, but no, that was. But I mean, the Xbox, the original Xbox controllers were perfect for throwing, because even though that they were wired, they had that quick
release
disconnect.
On it.
So it's like you could throw them wired controller and still get right.
They knew their audience.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, literally, I have never. I have punched holes in walls out of anger, but I have never actually thrown a controller.
It is amazing to me. You do not realize how far apart these four buttons on the Switch are from each other until you try to play the classic NES games. And your muscle, like, compare these versus the original NES gamepad where they're, like, touching each other. Mm-hmm. This is so difficult to use to play, like, Mario 3 or something on.
Yes.
It's astounding. Yep.
Yeah. It is.
Like, I was trying to play Zelda, and my thumb's like, I have to travel through a different time zone to change directions. These are so far away.
So with Celeste.
Because you can't just set your thumb in the middle and like lean it like you could with
the normal Joy-Con. So Celeste has very, very precise movements you have to make. So if you are trying to go up with a jump and a dash, and that little Joy-Con is tilted slightly to the right or slightly to the left, you will go at an angle.
The issue
and that sucks ass.
These are very, very finicky going diagonal.
Yes.
And these are in different hemispheres of the planet from each
other.
And so trying to play anything twitchy or anything classic with these is actually shockingly difficult. Luckily, they do sell classic NES controllers that are like $60.
You can also get the Pro controller, and that has a joypad on it.
Sure.
You know,
the Pro is also, I would highly recommend picking up a Pro. That's, scratch my last recommendation, get Celeste and then also get a Pro controller because it is much better.
You know why the classic NES controllers are $60?
Because they know that we'll pay for them?
Because
everything is worth what someone will pay for it?
I mean, ultimately, yeah. But I mean, their market is people that have been that have been doing this long enough that they're actually employed now.
You can also get an adapter for your Switch, for your docking station, that you could plug in GameCube controllers into.
Hmm. So the Pro controller doesn't help me because I play on the road. I guess I can just always carry with me and just use the tripod to stand this up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like, I want a new side Joy-Con where these four buttons are a cross instead of four separate buttons.
I like a better version of those Joy-Cons too, because when I'm playing Celeste, I can literally hear it creaking. It might be because I'm also angry.
I would honestly like.
I would like a larger Joy-Con.
Yeah, I would like the housing of the Joy-Con to be about 25% larger.
Yeah, that would be good too.
Like, and these buttons to be a little bit closer together.
They do sell cases that like wrap around like on the back to give it more girth to hold on to.
Sure,
I've seen those advertised.
With an extra battery or something like that?
They're not even battery. They're just like a bigger
just
rubber thing so that your hands, you know, are more like this or whatever. Mm-hmm.
That's actually somewhat tempting.
Yeah.
Because that is the one thing I have noticed after like playing like multi-hour stretches of it is my hands do hurt a little. Just from being in kind of weird positions.
Yeah.
My fingers hurt. Mm-hmm. Well, now your back's going to hurt because you just pulled landscaping duty. Nobody else got that joke.
No.
It's Billy Happy Gilmore.
Oh, okay.
Back when Adam Sandler was funny.
Yeah. Remember that, kids?
There is a sequence.
I guarantee you we have listeners who were not alive at that point.
Yeah.
it is annoying that you can't buy better Joy-Cons.
Yeah, no.
You can buy different colored Joy-Cons.
Yeah. It would be nice if they had the joypad in there. You find some third-party Joy-Cons.
That's exactly what I found with the actual one-piece cross instead of the four buttons for the D-pad.
Well, there you go. Make sure you hook it up so it'll brick your system.
Yeah, I'd say, honestly, it's cheap enough that I'm worried about it.
It's $30.
Yeah. I come from an era of $60 controllers.
Sure, sure. Well, what's the Nintendo Joy-Cons cost? I guess $80 for a pair. Jesus fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, have you not noticed that it's like all of the Nintendo shit is expensive?
The Switch 1 is $50. Oh, I was looking at the colored pair is $80. A single one from official... Is that Nintendo official? Yeah, that's Nintendo official. It's $50. This is all riveting listening for our viewers.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
this is what we do.
Yeah.
I actually ended up buying, originally they were $80, but I ended up getting it for $50 at Walmart when they had the actual charging station. So you could play it on regular TV. I ended up buying a second one so I don't have to move it. I just have two charging stations in my house.
Did that come with the extra cables as well?
Yeah. Yep.
I'm debating doing that. So I have a
wild one.
That's actually kind of cool.
All right. I think that's it. We should probably call it. Thank you guys for watching. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye from the dungeon.
Love you.
Yep.
Officially licensed by Nintendo.
Hmm.